Good evening, workshoppers. So Gamescom has come and gone, and we don't really have anything much newer to talk about. But that doesn't mean that we don't have anything to talk about. And so welcome everybody here to episode 146, Beyond Gamescom. I am Nineball, and tonight we're going solo. Leviathan is caught up in a work function right now, so he will not be joining us this week. You know, this is actually kind of an okay week to go through and take off. It just so happened to work out. Where last week we had a lot of high hopes, you know, kind of going into Gamescom. It admittedly is probably riding the hype train a little bit too rough on that one. But we expected that we might hear something besides more details about the Switch announcement at Gamescom. And, well, we got more details about the Switch announcement. Not anything bad or terrible, but it does look like for any of the other supposed Diablo projects, we might have to go and wait a little bit longer on those things. But some of the things that we did go through and learn about at Gamescom was just like some of the more technical details. You know, like it is going to be, you know, they are shooting for, you know, HD at 60 frames a second. And, you know, that seems nice. And they also, at Gamescom themselves, they allowed people to go through and play the special demo from last year's BlizzCon. And if you missed, like, kind of Leviathan and I's take on it from last year, or if you've not seen anyone that did the videos of this special demo from last year, it's actually really awesome. And I would suggest going back and catching some of the Gamescom demo gameplay videos that are kind of going out there and being shared around, because it's a really, really cool little piece of tech that they did with this demo, because it's something that we've talked about for, it feels like years, and it's a handcrafted Greater Rift. It has special little mini bosses that spawn throughout the rift itself, as well as special event triggers that, you know, makes it so that way you can't just progress on to the next level of the rift until you actually meet specific goals. And it's like one of those things, like, this is something that we could have. This could be kind of like almost like the mythic dungeon of Diablo. But I do also realize that it takes a lot of development time to go through and handcraft something like that, as well as, you know, what it must have been like to make the custom triggers within the rift. Because some of the things, like, you can't actually progress. There's multiple points throughout the rift where you can't progress to the next level until you defeat a mini-boss. I think, like, you start off with on the road into New Tristram, and you can't progress down to the next level until you kill, I think it's like Diablo and then the Butcher, right there by in the middle of town next to the waypoint. There's another part where you're in the Battlefields of Eternity, and, you know, you have a couple of bosses that spawn that you have to kill all the different versions before it will allow you to go. And if you kind of speed through the rift and get to the final level, because the boss is on a specific floor, the final boss is on a specific floor, if you get there beforehand, what will happen is you enter into a room and it will just constantly spawn elites until your Greater Rift gauge, you know, fills to 100%, and then the final door will open, allowing you to go and fight the special Shadow Diablo with the kind of Diablo 1 skin, the special pet that you can get from the Darkening of Tristram. That little Diablo pet you can get is actually the boss of this special Greater Rift. And the little things like that, I think, would be a great addition to the game, or a nice addition to potentially be added into whatever future Diablo projects that the team is going through and working on. It would be nice. Hopefully, if you're listening to the show, you've already seen the demo, or you'll go through and take a look at it. Or who knows, maybe they'll have the same demo or something else special in store for us at this year's BlizzCon. We will have to wait and see. But I definitely recommend checking it out to see like what some of the potential is that they could take, and like kind of like the next level challenge rift or mythic rift or whatever it is that you want to call it. One little interesting side note from all of the Switch coverage, which I don't really think I've seen anyone really talk about too much, is who exactly has been doing a lot of this press tour coverage for Diablo 3 on the Switch. And throughout all the different publications and such, it's Pete Stillwell, who is a producer at Blizzard that's been doing the press rounds. But he's not a producer on Team 3. Pete Stillwell is actually on the Classic Games division. And this kind of harkens back to a video that Riker had done a while ago where he asked the question, is Diablo 3 being worked on by Classic Games and not Team 3 anymore? And that's a little interesting kind of like almost confirmation that the new Switch port seems to be being headed up by Classic Games and not the Team 3 developers. So this, on one side, I can see the people that might be lamenting the fact that, oh, this means, maintenance mode. Not necessarily, because that just means that Team 3 is now open to develop Diablo 4, Diablo Next. They can go and work on these other projects, without having to go back and keep updating Diablo 3. And I honestly don't really know anyone that works on the Classic Games division. I have no idea what the size of the team is over there, but they've been hiring for quite some time. And it's something that we mentioned on the last episode, that like they've been hiring, for like kind of like the Diablo-esque positions for years now, for a very, very long time. And so they could actually have a pretty decent crew, and it doesn't necessarily mean that Diablo 3 might continue to be in maintenance mode. If anything else, it might mean that we could still continue to see updates, though probably still sporadically, for D3, while, Team 3 goes and works on other projects. It's just something to consider, and this is far from confirmed. This is just kind of taking something that, Riker pointed out, a while ago, and that the facts are actually kind of starting to fall in line, with the recent rounds of, kind of like the little press tour that they've been doing, for the Switch articles. Something to keep in mind. That's not really good news, not really bad news. If anything, it probably is good news, because it just means that Team 3 is really set and focused on, working on these multiple Diablo projects. It makes me giddy every time I say it. Whether that, happens to be a remaster, Diablo 4, Diablo Mobile, Diablo Tactics, Diablo Dance Dance Revolution, Diablo Dance Revolution. It could still be DDR. That is a terrible idea. Moving on. Some of the other interesting things that came out this week that kind of go in line with Gamescom, just to show that the hype train knows no bounds, is there was a kind of a leaked, not so much leaked, but the announced awards ceremony for Gamescom. One of the top three console titles was labeled as Project Mephisto. And of course, everybody, when they hear the name Mephisto, they instantly think of Duras of Hate Runs, going through and, farming everybody's favorite Lord of Hatred. But that one seemed a bit weird. And like, why would this be something that's announced, ahead of time? That really doesn't seem like something that Blizzard would do, nor does it really seem like Blizzard going through and naming, one of their projects so blatantly dead giveaway. Because you have other things, like kind of like the precursor to Overwatch was Project Titan, and you have like Project Hydra and other things along that nature that usually doesn't have any real correlation to what the project actually is. And it ended up, of course, not being anything Blizzard or Diablo related whatsoever. But we also got Mephisto announced for Heroes of the Storm. So that is actually, like, when you talk about coincidence, that's pretty damning right there. That it really, of course, there was nothing. There was no way that that could have been, planned in between, companies and such. But it is pretty funny how things just kind of line up with that every once in a while. And for those that haven't heard, well, surprise, Mephisto, it has been announced for Heroes of the Storm. The artwork itself looks absolutely amazing. It's a little bit of a different take on Mephisto than some of the things that we've seen prior. But it still has like that whole, feel, of everybody's favorite, Act 3 boss. Good old Mephisto there. He's a ranged assassin. Yeah, he's got a lot of interesting kind of like AoE-ish abilities. He has a skill shot that can hit multiple targets, a lightning AoE around him, as well as like a blink that he can teleport forward after a short duration, then teleports him back to that original location. So he's got tools to be like really aggressive. He doesn't have really that high burst, but anytime that he successfully damages a hero, it reduces the cooldown of all of his abilities. So he does have some potential in order to go through and set up some really nasty combos. And then the blink with the blink back on a timer means that he can be really aggressive, even maybe overextending a bit too much just because he can get away with it, and half a second later he's going to teleport back to safety. I can't wait to go through and have him, debuted into the Nexus. And who knows? I might actually be able to have some time to go through and stream some hero matches, get back in there and play some Diablo. Who knows? Maybe even with some other people from the community. We'll see. We'll see. I think Wolfcryer is working on that one. Shout out to Wolfcryer. But the final kind of like little interesting non-Diablo tidbit that kind of came out from this week that I was able to find is the Bale goat pet from that was data mined in World of Warcraft, back when Battle for Azeroth was in beta, or even I think even back in alpha. I wasn't sure exactly when it was found, but this little Bale pet. People have finally discovered its secret, and despite being named after, everybody's favorite Act 5 Lord of Destruction, ended up not being anything. It's just kind of like a maybe a continuation into some other secrets within World of Warcraft, but really doesn't seem to have any connection whatsoever to Diablo, which. When you deal with a game whose like primary antagonists are just named after very famous figures, from kind of like the like a occult literature and such, I guess it does make it really easy for that to trip over and get cross-referenced. And every time that you see, especially a Blizzard project where they specifically call out like Bale, you're gonna think, oh, what does this have to do with Diablo? It can't just be, Bale, one of the lords of hell and the, occult literature and other things of that nature. Yeah, it seemingly didn't have anything to do with Diablo. No little in-game bonus for the often rumored like Diablo 2 remaster or anything like that. Yeah, we can always sit and hope. Maybe it will circle back, and have something to do with. No, it definitely not gonna happen there. But yeah, those are kind of like the big updates and takeaways, from this kind of week in Diablo hype. I know just this past weekend was the third round of BlizzCon tickets. If you didn't get your tickets beforehand, I hope you managed to go through and grab some this time around. So go ahead, send us an email, westmarchworkshop@blizzpro.com, if you managed to grab any tickets. So that way we can go through and see if there's any fans or listeners that are out there. We are going to start preliminary planning of trying to put a get together together, for the Westmarch Workshop. We'll be able to have more concrete details on that one once we get closer to the convention, because we kind of need to know when all the panels are. We don't want to go and try and schedule it on a day in the middle of a Diablo panel that we had no idea was coming, a couple months prior. But that's something that will month and a half before we get that BlizzCon schedule, and we can really start diving into some hardcore speculation on what we might be witnessing at this year's BlizzCon. Because this is pretty much when Brandy's video about the future of Diablo mentioned, you know, that they have more projects that they'll announce later on in the year, with Gamescom out of the way, pretty much all that's left is BlizzCon as far as a venue for having any type of really big, huge announcements. And we really, really, really hope that is going to be something huge, Diablo 4. I'm still going to be the negative Nelly. I don't know if Leviathan agrees with me on this one or not. I still do not expect Diablo 4 to be announced at this year's BlizzCon. That's just my feelings on it. I would love to be wrong. I will 100% be ecstatic to be wrong on that one. But I think it probably is still just a bit too soon, Executus. Too soon. We'll be able to see, you know, if there's just like multiple Diablo panels and some nice big sections of, you know, space in like the main show stage that has no panel scheduled for it, that we can think, ooh, there's gonna be something secret there. We can go and speculate, but that will be for another time. And also coming shortly after BlizzCon, we did find out the Diablo comic that we talked about on the last episode has gotten a release date, and that one is going to be coming November 7th. So the Wednesday right after BlizzCon will be the release of issue number 1 for the Diablo comic. Now this is a 4-part miniseries that takes place back kind of with the prehistory of everything, going back to the creation of Sanctuary and the formation, or the birth of the Nephilim themselves. And we showed off some of the concept art last week, and they also are showing off now one of those same pictures, but colorized. And this is still, the artwork itself is not final. This is still very much so a work in progress. But it's looking pretty awesome. The actual work that the artist, the Peter Kowalski, did on the Bloodborne comic just looks amazing, and I'm really excited to see what he's going to have to offer for the Diablo franchise, and you know what he could do for, you know, our favorite little game series here. But there is, of course, the Book of Adria, which also is still sometime later this year. I've not seen any definite confirmations of its contents, price, or release date, as the Amazon posting is just kind of like the vendors a lot of times will have a tentative release date and they'll just post that. Just kind of like if you go to GameStop right now and pre-order Diablo 3 on the Switch, I don't know how I know this, it's just kind of out there. They'll tell you that the release date is December 21st, even though Blizzard hasn't said what the release date is, and you know that's definitely pushing the whole fall release category. But you know that's just, you know, what a lot of times these third-party publishers do. They'll take a date and throw it up there. We still continue to wait for an actual official acknowledgement or press release from Blizzard at all involving the Book of Adria, because there's been, you know, a couple. There's been the two press releases now regarding the comic book, but still kind of radio silence on the Book of Adria or anything about that. So keep your eyes peeled and your ears open for any information regarding that. And as soon as we hear anything on the West March Workshop, we'll definitely go and let you know. Then from there, there was one other thing Yes. And I completely forgot to go and write this into the show notes because I figured I would just remember this one. And now here I am going through and talking through the episode, and I forgot what it was. But one other interesting development that just came to light today was we have a new community manager on the Diablo team. So everyone give a warm welcome to Lashes, who's going to be going through and joining Nevelistus in the Diablo community team. She's coming over from the Heroes side of things. And, you know, it's one of those things, like, this is the first new face in the Diablo community team that we've had in a while. You know, we've had some people, you know, like Tivalier that's been shared, like, with the StarCraft team and the Diablo team and, you know, kind of, like, moves around. But this is kind of, like, one of the first times that we've really seen someone coming back and joining the Diablo team in quite some time. So that must mean that they're looking to potentially have a bit more on their plate. In terms of community relations, you know, sometime soonish. So does this give a little bit more, you know, credence that we'll see some relatively big announcements at this year's BlizzCon? Potentially. Hopefully a little bit bigger than, you know, just a final rollout and kind of press coverage for the comics. Not that I see anything wrong with that whatsoever, but would definitely be really, really cool to see some, you know, bigger announcements, you know, whether that be a remaster, new game, you know, or just a different direction for the franchise, who knows. But it's really cool to go through and see the Diablo team growing in any way, shape, or form. So that will be awesome. And again, everyone, make sure that you go through and show Lashes some love. You know, there's some posts over on Reddit, as well as you can see her own Twitter over at Lashes Sashes on Twitter to go through and welcome her to the community. And, you know, I believe that she is still also working on, you know, Heroes of the Storm. So it's not 100% full on over there, but it will be pretty cool to see some new faces working, you know, on the community relations and what that might mean, you know, going forward. Let's see. Other than that, the only last thing that I went through and had to talk about right now is... I know everyone goes through and always is asking me about lore and other things of that nature. So I just wanted to share with you guys that after quite some time, we actually have another little lore article that I went through and posted over on Diablo Fans. This is, you know, shameless self-plugging right now. But go through, check it out. This continuation of a series that I started some time ago. Where we go and kind of like take a look at where some of the key figures in Diablo lore are at the end of Reaper of Souls and where they might potentially be going. So again, go through, check that out over at DiabloFans.com and, you know, just keep your eyes peeled for some more article series that are going to be going through and coming out with some other key characters within the Diablo lore over the next couple of weeks and months as we continue to wait, you know, what this... big Diablo project may or may not be. And from there, we're going to go ahead and move on to our community section. For this week, we've got an email from Funktropus, everybody's favorite, you know, oddball. And he's actually got an item of the week to share with us as well. So let's go ahead and jump right on into this one. And Funktropus went through and starts off. First off, item of the week. Attached. Second off, it has been ages since I've discussed my lint collection in I store in my navel with anyone, and naturally I thought of you, and B, holy crap, that video. So I've been solo rolling season 14, loving them double gigglers, up-chucking loot like mobile pinatas all season. I think he means goblins. Monking it up on the regs. For the first time ever, I finished the entire season journey. I don't play a ton, so this is an accomplishment. Just weeks after finishing the season journey and knocking some additional conquests out on the side, I got my very first primal. in a reforged legendary, and it was a good one. So all the blaspheming of the RNG gods I did must have not offended them too much. In the multiple Diablo projects, oh my god, I have bellowed and snapped the ragged waistband of my yellow-stained tighty-whities when I saw that little old video. Crapola Hieronymus Bosch. I don't get it. I have a harebrained theory concerning the Diablo 2 master that is so cray, it must be way cray enough to be versited. I don't know. Veracity? I'm not even going to try. What if there is another Diablo 3 expansion, and what if that expansion is Diablo 2? Boom. How in Sam hell will this work, you ask? Well, absent-mindedly chewing on some hangnails. Building a remastered Diablo 2 from scratch with updated graphics, etc. for Diablo 2 would be a major project. What would be a less major project is reusing a lot of Diablo 3's scenery and bestiary in order to follow the D2 storyline. Think about it. Act 1, 2, 3, and 5 in D3 have a lot of the same tile sets that were used in D2. You have to create some new bosses and generate a story, but such a large percentage of beast and land art is already in the can. What about gameplay, you say? Yeah, D2 is totally different than D3, but if you think about it, you can just add rune words into D3 and then keep the rest of the gameplay mechanics and just play through the D2 storyline in Diablo 3. Close enough to Diablo 2 remaster in my book, and there is precedence that we already played Diablo 1 in D3 with D3 mechanics. Would that not be epic in addition to all the D2 characters have their analogs in D3, except the Javazon and Druid? So with the expansion, we have two more characters, the Javazon and Druid. I know this is probably just a pipe dream, and I would lose my mind if it came true, and think about it, so much less development time necessary than basically reprogramming D2. You already have all the audio, the storyline doesn't need to be tweaked that much, and a new and badass functionality in D3 would be rune words, which everyone would be hyped for. You make a few new monsters, some new bosses, some new characters. It's totally possible within a 5-year time frame, y'all, and that you've been mentioning on the podcast. I know this is wild speculation, but this is called but that is called for in this eventuality. Functropus. Okay. That has my vote. I would pay for that. I'd play that. You know, imagine going through and getting, you know, another, like, longer, you know, Darkening of Tristram event for D2 to play D2 and D3. Add in, you know, some of those old iconic items, you know, get like a Death's Web or things like that. That add in, maybe, you know, replace Blackthorns with Saigons, you know, and just some other things. Or even just the fact that they could go and bring back rune words. Which kind of harkens back to something that someone mentioned on Twitter about, like, what about like, you know, primal rune words? You know, what, and it's just like, that got me thinking. There was no explanation behind what a primal rune word is, but just that kind of, like, mention got me thinking, you know, well, what if they added runes or rune words into D3? Because the gym system is kind of gotten a little boring for anything besides legendary gyms. You know, what would runes be besides just kind of pseudo legendary gyms, you know, for, you know, your chest and legs? What if you could go through and put in, you know, these items in there, and then what if you could have another kind of like step and get primal runes or primal gems, something that just kind of like modifies and ups, you know, upgrades their stats somehow? That'd be, you know, pretty cool in my book. It's a really awesome idea, and who knows, we don't know when Diablo 4 will ever come out, but the Diablo 2 20-year anniversary will be coming up in just a couple years. So I think it's actually, you know, it's almost about like just 2 years away. Maybe they'll do a darkening, you know, a darkening of, I don't know. There's so many other places in D2, you know, like a darkening, you know, of the rogue encampment, or Luke Gallane, darkening of Kuros. That'd actually be cool. Darkening of Kuros, where you go back in time to when Mephisto was able to free himself from his soul stone and fully took control of the Zacharum. Now I'm just going on pipe dreams and stuff like that of my own. So we'll save that one for another time, and we'll kind of like maybe revisit some of those ideas later. And then from there, we're going to go and have our items of the week that Funtropus mentioned. His first ever primal. And get ready to be jealous, because if this was my first primal, I'd probably have shit myself. As opposed to that, probably what? I don't even know. I think it was like a Justice Lantern or something like that. It was my very first primal on, you know, a necromancer or a demon hunter. I forget what I was playing. I think it was a demon hunter. Can't remember now for the life of me. Oh, so long ago that primals were introduced. But yeah, this Traveler's Pledge clocks in at 1,000 dexterity, increases critical hit damage by 100%, and has been re-rolled for 10% critical hit chance. Increases cold resist by 210 and 11,000 life after each kill. So that is definitely quite the haul on your very first primal ever, and I am extremely jealous on that one. Kudos to you. And with that, that's kind of bring us to the end of the episode here. I know it's a bit of a shorter one, but the solo episodes generally tend to be. Don't fret. Next episode, Leviathan will be back, and we'll be able to bounce ideas off one another, and who knows, maybe we'll have some other little tidbits and details that come out of Gamescom, because even though Diablo was part of Blizzard's big kind of inaugural very, very long opening ceremony that they did, that they could still have some other little secrets in store for us, you know, over the rest of the week that Gamescom's going on, and, you know, who knows. There are stranger things have happened. But until then, if you want to go through and send us your own crazy stories or your own awesome loot, feel free to drop us a line at westmarchworkshop@blizzpro.com. And again, that's westmarchworkshop@blizzpro.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're at the WM Workshop. And then you can always go through and catch the live stream here at twitch.tv/blizzpro every other Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And if you like what we do, feel free to go through, click the follow button. We also have the BlizzPro Adventure Club that streams, you know, from time to time. Playing, sometimes they'll play Blizzard games, sometimes they'll just play whatever fits their fancy. But go ahead, join Vex, you know, DJ Tyrant and all of them for all the fun that they have. And then if you want to support the show, or if you want to support BlizzPro as a whole, feel free to go through and click that sub button. Definitely helps with the hosting costs of the podcast, as well as the rest of the website. And for that, you can actually find us at diablo.blizzpro.com to catch, you know, everything that we talked about here on the show and more. Over there. We're even in-game. We are the BlizzPro clan. We are very full at the moment, and probably will continue to stay that way as we go through and begin to near the season end coming up, as far as we know, September 15th. So our next episode will actually be taking place just a week or so ahead of the close of the season. So make sure that you get in there and get grinding with any of your last-minute season goals that you haven't gotten a chance to do yet. If you don't want to leave your current clan, or while you wait to go through and join us, feel free to join our in-game community at Westmarch Workshop. And then you can also find us on discord.gg/blizzpro, you know, for, you know, us as well as everyone else within the BlizzPro network. You can follow us individually. I am at NineBallGamer on Twitter, and you can follow me at twitch.tv/NineBall, as I do try to make an effort to actually stream a little bit more in the next coming weeks. And then, of course, Sir not appearing in this episode, Leviathan, you can follow him at LeviathanD3 on Twitter and twitch.tv/Leviathan111. And with that, we thank you very much for coming through, joining us here in the live chat, listening to us on iTunes, or even going through and watching us on YouTube. But we thank you for joining, and we will catch you all next time.